This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're looking to fly this summer and maybe haven't booked your tickets yet, here's the thing. Google's got a new feature it's rolling out on Google Flights where, depending on the actual flight, it'll keep monitoring the price after you book, and if the price drops, Google will pay you the difference automatically and for free. Other sites do offer their own versions of price guarantees. Yes, true. Not for free, though. But let's talk business model here for a second, shall we? Why do this, and how remunerative is it anyway? Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
My process for booking flights usually goes something like this. Check Kayak, check Google, check different airline websites, and get increasingly stressed and cranky, wondering if I'll find something cheaper if I wait.
The vast majority of the time, that isn't going to happen.
Mike Arnott at the airline analytics company Cirium says that's assuming I'm looking for tickets less than 3 months before I want to travel. That's when most people book, he says, and airlines know this. So that's also when ticket prices tend to start going up.
If I had to tell my mom when she should book a flight to get the best fare on offer, I would say 3 to 4 months out, you're likely to get those lowest fares that are available, and they're not likely to magically reappear.
This is not a hard and fast rule. It does vary by route and airline and whether you're flying economy or business class. Airlines have a ton of data they use to constantly adjust fares and maximize revenue for different routes, and they aren't sharing it.
The closest that we have as consumers are the online travel agencies, the Kayaks and the Hoppers of the world, and the big behemoth, which is Google Flights.
These sites also have years of data on booking and flight prices, more actually than any one airline. At the travel app Hopper, lead economist Haley Berg says they've been tracking global airfare prices for more than 10 years.
Our archive is up to, I think at last measurement, maybe 80 or 85 trillion priced itineraries.
That's trillion with a T. And she says they use those trillions of past flight itineraries and prices to train their algorithm.
And we take all of that data and a very complex price prediction and boil it down into something very simple and user-friendly, which is a recommendation.
Book now or wait. Those recommendations, she says, are accurate about 95% of the time. Still, somehow, that doesn't really lessen my anxiety around booking flights. And talking to Jade Kessler at Google Flights, it sounds like it's not just me.
One of the things that we often hear from people is that they really want to know if they're getting a good deal or not on their airfare.
She says that's a big reason why Google is piloting this new free price drop guarantee on certain flights with certain airlines. If you book on Google,
then we monitor the price every day until takeoff, and we automatically pay you back the difference if there's a price drop.
Other sites do different versions of this. At Hopper and certain airlines, for example, you can freeze the price of a flight for a little while, but you have to pay for it, kind of like buying insurance. Mike Arnott at Cirium says it's pretty low stakes for Google to offer this price drop guarantee for free because
they make their money when you do a search and you click on an ad. And they make so much money that the risk to Google of having to pay out to a passenger is really a drop in the bucket.
In a way, it wouldn't be for other companies like Hopper, Kayak, or Expedia that make money by taking a cut of bookings people make through their sites. Plus, right now, Google is only offering the guarantee on a limited basis. So limited, in fact, that I found it hard to find a flight that had it at all. I did eventually on some Spirit flights from New York to Miami that were already so cheap I wouldn't need a guarantee to buy. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.